a Saturday night in downtown Los Angeles, and a nonprofit activist group called Street Inc. is throwing a party. They've taken over a restaurant and bar called Senor Fish on the corner of 1st and Alameda, and the place is packed. DJs are spinning in two different rooms. It's dark inside with the requisite flashing colored lights and smell of many people dancing. The difference between this party and others in Los Angeles at this very moment is what's out back. There's a series of tables with information about different nonprofits or independent merchants, with people swarmed around them. One of the first tables you'll find is the table for the Southern California Library.
My name's Raquel Chavez. I'm a library assistant at the Southern California Library. The Southern California Library is a nonprofit, independent library that's open to the public. We're not part of a public library system, but we work to document and preserve the history of communities in struggle for change. So we have a lot of information on like housing, transportation, school desegregation. We're located in South LA, which is a pretty resource-strapped area. So it's really important that we've opened the doors not only to like the researchers and academics that usually come to use these resources, because these are like one of a kind, you can't find them anywhere. We've actually opened up to the community in South LA and made the information that we have available to them.
And how do you do that outreach? Like, I can't even imagine where you start.
Yeah, so we look at what they're interested in. So a lot of the young kids have come in and they're interested in graffiti. So you look at what can we do with that? And just this last Tuesday we had a graffiti art day where we invited a lot of writers from around LA, and they actually worked with the kids. And you know, there's a whole politics, political history behind graffiti, of like why it's criminalized, like why they get picked up for tagging, like who, and like this, the statements that they make behind like the what goes up on the wall. So it's really like a tool for them to get interested in their community and to get to know like their history.
And how did you get involved with these folks, the Street Inc. people?
They're a community partner, and our staff has been involved with a lot of what they did in the past, and it's kind of like three different conversations we've had, like, oh, this could be a good idea to reach out to a new crowd of people, because you don't usually think of a library kind of working in tandem with like a celebration or a party like this. But this is like, again, like there's no reason why people like this aren't or can't be interested in what we have, or that they could add something to what we have at the library. They could use our resources.
When you look around the place, it's clear that they've thrown a successful party. People are looking at the art, dancing to the music, and sitting outside together and talking. One thing that's not very clear at first sight is exactly what Street Inc. is. To find out, I sat down with one of Street Inc.'s founders and organizers, Tafari Bain.
Street Inc. is a project under development, first and foremost. It's a company, organization that is based around a collective of artists and community organizers and progressive folks, and just folks who like doing like media and marketing, but also like connecting with people. So it's like this idea around connecting people together using media, arts, and communication. And so we, as a company, we do stuff like facilitate meetings. We do stuff like develop workshops around different issues. We do stuff like work with nonprofits around their social campaigns and help them to do better communications, to do art creation and stuff. We can get really complicated like that, or we can just throw parties.
If that sounds vague, that may be because, as Tafari himself points out, the organization is still just getting started. The Street Inc. website boasts that they are a marketing and mixed media production collective, but that doesn't seem to quite cover everything that goes on.
Yeah, I mean, we developed a workshop series for young people, young adults, young males, to talk about sexism for themselves. But they're all like, quote unquote, from an at-risk background, right? Like, it was a program with a nonprofit organization that brought young people to retreats and work with them around their issues around being from former gangs and getting reintegrated, quote unquote, into society, right? And so they asked us to come in and talk to them about dealing with manhood in that space, because there was a lot of like misogynist stuff going on, a lot of sexism, a lot of like heterosexism. What we do is we'll set like a workshop will be, the young people will be like 18 fun folks in the classroom, right? And we basically sit them down. We'll open with an icebreaker where folks talk about give their name and talk about experience they've had with sexism in a daily experience, in their daily life. So one of the youth would throw back like, oh, well, I was hanging out with my friends and like they started like saying really messed up stuff about like this one woman that we know. And so like I wanted to say something, but I didn't. And you know, like it bothered me, but you know, like what you gonna do? This is kind of stuff that they would share with us, right? And so we would take that experience and be like, well, what's the way that you can engage with that experience that makes you feel better? Because obviously you came out of that experience feeling negative, knowing that something negative was happening, and you didn't do anything about it. And so it's like creating a space for people to talk about really personal experiences through work, through workshop, through exercises, like that kind of like dialogue, go around space.
And that focus on communication within a group or community is what brings Street Inc. circuitously to party planning.
A lot of our stuff is like popular ed-based. I mean, we even think about experiential learning in terms of this party, right? Like popular ed experiential learning is about people engaging with subject matter and living through it and sharing, looking at their own experience through it. This party here is about Los Angeles and about people loving LA. And so before the party, we developed this marketing, it's a marketing, you know, tactic. We put out a call to all the people we know. We're like, yo, like we're gonna do a party for LA. We're gonna put pictures up of Los Angeles. We wanna see what you think Los Angeles is. What you love about Los Angeles, show us. So we have people take their cell phones, go out and take pictures of scenery, like of beautiful buildings, of people, of things that they associate with Los Angeles, and it hits that like heartstring for them, you know? And they send us a bunch of great shit. So we just put that stuff on these digital frames here at the party and show that. And I've seen people look at the frames and have conversations about stuff and be like, oh, I remember that place. Oh, I've been there. Oh, I've never been to the Watchtowers. What's that? Like those kind of conversations happening. For folks, you know, who LA is so big that you can easily be here and be isolated in a certain pocket at the same time as there's so many experiences here and so many cultures coming together. So we're just trying to create this space where like some of those like connections can be made.
If you would like to make a connection with any of the people or organizations you've just heard about, you can find the Southern California Library's website at socallib.org. To find out more about Street Inc. and how to show up at their next event, go to www.streetinc.biz, that is streetinc.biz.